What good can you do her? Nonsense, Jane, I would never think of running 100 miles to see an old lady who will perhaps be dead before you reach her. Besides, you say she cast you off.
Yes, sir, but that is long ago, and when her circumstances were very different. I could not be easy to neglect her wishes now.
How long will you stay?
As short a time as possible, sir.
Promise me only to stay a week.
I had better not pass my word. I might be obliged to break it.
At all events, you will come back. You will not be induced under any pretext to take up a permanent residence with her.
Oh, no, I shall certainly return if all be well.
And who goes with you? You don't travel 100 miles alone.
No, sir, she has sent her coachman.
A person to be trusted?
Yes, sir, he's lived 10 years in the family. Mr. Rochester meditated.
When do you wish to go?
Early tomorrow morning, sir.
Well, you must have some money. You can't travel without money, and I dare say you have not much. I've given you no salary yet. How much have you in the world, Jane?
He asked, smiling. I drew out my purse. A meagre thing it was. 5 shillings, sir. He took the purse, poured the hoard into his palm, and chuckled over it as if its scantiness amused him. Soon he produced his pocket-book.
"Here," said he, offering me a note.